It's 8:41 on a Tuesday morning with the Musers. Shocking story that came down yesterday. Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby was ruled eligible for the upcoming season after he's going to have to serve a two-game suspension. But a Lubbock judge, Ken Curry, who's actually a Tarrant County judge, is a visiting judge in this case, ruled in favor of Sorsby, and that angered 99.9% of college football. Nobody could believe that decision because Sorsby bet on his own team at Indiana.
Incredible.
And placed dozens and dozens and dozens of bets over 4 years. Well, we have a number for Judge Ken Curry because nobody can understand the thinking behind his decision. So let's call him and see if he'll talk to us about this.
Judge Ken Curry's office. This is Judge Ken Curry speaking.
Hello, Judge Curry. It's the Musers from the Ticket in Dallas.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with the morning Musers.
Yeah.
Oh, he's aware of the show.
Okay. I understand that I'm talking to three Marconi winners.
That's right.
Yeah. Ah, so congratulations, Jub.
Oh, well, thank you,
congratulations,
Judge.
To you, Junior.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Gordo.
Thank you.
Gordo, I say congratulations, Gordo.
I think he said thank you.
I don't think that was Gordo. Bailiff, issue an arrest warrant for one Gordon Adolf Hitchkiss Keith for contempt of court.
Man,
contempt. Well, we're not in court, are we?
No, but it's contempt of court because when a judge says good morning to you, you're obligated to say good morning.
Oh, okay.
Well, Judge Curry, we wanted to get you on to talk about this very confusing Brendan Sorsby decision that you issued yesterday.
Yeah.
You cited in favor of Sorsby and are allowing him to play despite his gambling history.
Well, first of all, I've been judging and adjudicating for a long time. I'm known as a fair judge, a judge that's always extremely fair to the Red Raiders of Texas Tech.
Well, that's
if
just...
I can do my part to ensure the success of the Red Raiders, and I think it is my fiduciary duty under the Constitution of the United States of America, and more importantly, the great Lone Star State of Texas, to do just that.
Well, I'd see people outside this state and even within the state have a big problem with it. They're saying because you're a Texas judge, you're showing bias and... The fact that you're ruling in favor of a Texas school.
There's no bias here. No. I may have gone to UTA and Houston, which were both my safety schools. I really wanted to get into Tech. Didn't have the grades, but... But people need to understand that this is not about Texas. Mm. This is about a good American named Brendan Sorsby. Well, he does what all good Americans do, and that is bet on anything and everything.
We are kind of going that way.
Let's not overblow what young Brendan did and make this bigger than it was. He made around 40 tasteful bets on Indiana football when he was on the Hoosiers roster.
Tasteful.
Yeah, how tasteful.
Very tasteful, very, very impressive bets. This was when he was on the roster back in 20 and 22 AD.
Yep.
But Brendan wagered on many other sports, too, not just ones that he was participating in. This was men's basketball games. In Indiana and Cincinnati. So it's not, let's not think that it's all about just betting on his team that he's on.
Well, you know, a lot of people believe
that. Let me say something, Craig.
Yeah.
Betting on your own team's game should no longer be seen as a sin in sports.
Well, it's kind of
a huge problem.
It's kind of the ultimate sin.
No, au contraire, if I may speak a little Spanish. It ought to be seen as a sign of confidence in or a sign of valid criticism of your own team, depending on the way you bet.
That's a little warped.
Man,
we ought to celebrate the fact that young Brendan had the courage in this case to show how it ought to be done.
Oh, God.
Man.
Well, there are a lot of people, Judge, that will argue that all of this gambling, especially by athletes, is just kind of making the world a worse place.
Well, I respectfully and tastefully disagree with that. I'm for bringing betting into all spheres of human existence. In fact, I am introducing a micro betting app that attorneys and judges can do in the courtroom.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. So I want all of your judicial listeners to go to penalbench.com and download the Judge Your Ass app and start betting on court cases today to earn crypto for you and your family.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even keep up with that. Do you know Brendan Sorsby? Have you ever talked to him in person?
Of course I have. Yeah, he's right. In fact, he's right here on my veranda having his morning Red Bull and betting on his Android while sharing a vape pen with my son. You want to talk to him?
Well, yeah, I guess.
All right, hold on. Brendan, someone wants to speak to you on the telephone system. Hello?
Is this Brendan Sorsby?
Sup?
Well,
who's wasting my time?
It's the Musers, radio host.
Okay, what?
Well, that we have you on now, can we ask, are you shocked that the decision went your way?
Oh, are you shocked that the decision went your way? No, I'm not shocked, bruh. In fact, all the prediction markets predicted I was going to win this decision.
Oh, really?
It's called the wisdom of the crowds. Look it up, Dill Wipe.
Don't you see the problem in this, though? Betting on the result.
Hold on. Shut up. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Okay, I just placed a bet on Tech to beat ACU in the season opener.
All right, go ahead. No, you better not do that.
Yeah, I guess you're not playing in that game.
Yeah, I'm not playing in it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but that's your team, though. Don't you see the problem here?
It's no problem. Dude, betting is sick, man. It's so fire. I love it.
So you win all the time?
You guys are just mad that this judge is badass.
Yeah, I guess so.
The world today.
It's not just us. It's everyone around the nation.
Oh, my God.
You guys are so unk. Your bros are faded.
Yeah, we may be a little faded. You may be right about that.
All right.
Enough. Look, you won. What are you doing? Rubbing it in our face.
I'm going to keep winning, except the games that I decide to throw. Then I'll lose those.
Well, that's not good.
Brendan out.
Okay, right, we'll see you. There goes the judge and Brendan. Exclusive material for you here on The Ticket.